we head to the KRDO Newsline, where we have correspondent Scott McFarland joining us to talk about what's going on in Congress. And Scott, it seems like we keep punting some of these issues down the road a little bit, playing a game of kick the can, where we keep having to tackle some of these same issues. But tell us what Congress is dealing with right now. And it sounds like Israel kind of is top of the list.
They're going to have to figure out some way to come to an agreement on how to fund Israel, fund Ukraine, fund Taiwan, and do whatever border security initiatives they want to undertake. The Senate, you'll recall, passed a bill to do all those things, to pay to help Israel and Ukraine and touch on the border. But Donald Trump and House Republicans spiked it and said, no, we want a better plan, our own plan. Weeks have gone by, and this week is concluding at the Capitol without a new plan for Ukraine or other funding from this U.S. House, and there's no date certain or plan certain for them to do so. So this continues to be a clock that ticks without any promise of an alarm going off. There was a request from the Biden administration to have funding for Ukraine approved by the end of 2023, and it will happen no sooner than the end of April if Congress comes up with an idea.
And in the meantime, it seems like there might be a certain faction of Congress that doesn't want to see any sort of movement made in any positive direction, because that would reflect negatively on, well, at least the hope is, I guess, that it would reflect negatively on the president.
The anti-Ukraine funding caucus in the U.S. House of Representatives, it's got dozens of members. I mean, there are Republicans by the dozens who say we are not to fund Ukraine more with U.S. taxpayer dollars. And there's Republican senators arguing the same thing. And they have the leverage to block, you know, party line votes that would include Ukraine money. But there's something a little more powerful that they're wielding. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican from Georgia, has threatened the job of the Republican House Speaker if he puts Ukraine money on the floor. Any one member of Congress can order a vote to oust a House Speaker. And with the majority so thin, it's a pretty powerful thing to wield. And that complicates the ability of getting Ukraine money to get approved, too. I just don't see how they find a path forward anytime soon on that. In the meantime, Ukraine runs short on money and runs short on munitions.
It seems, though, that is just, I guess, putting this conflict right in the hands of Putin. I mean, the best possible scenario that you're outlining for Putin would be the one you're outlining, I guess.
This would play into the hands of Russia if the U.S. can't find a way to help Ukraine out. What's more, if they equivocate about it. I mean, you've got members of Congress who say we shouldn't be in the business of helping Ukraine. That sends more than just a domestic political message. It sends a message to the world that the U.S. is debating whether to help Ukraine, which could chill other countries or be a disincentive for other countries to do their part. All of this is playing out in a public stage, and I think that has alarmed some of the institutionalists around here. I mean, among the Republicans fighting for Ukraine money is Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate leader, the House Chairman of the Intelligence Committee, the Foreign Affairs Committee, the Armed Services Committee, very well-situated Republicans, but they're not winning the battle right now. This continues to be an indefinite pause on Ukraine money, and I don't see when it ends.
All right. I wish we had more time to unpack this, but Scott McFarland, you've certainly broken it down very well for us and for our listeners. Thank you for joining us this morning on KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you.